Chicago aldermen urge city to cooperate to deport criminal migrants. By Warner Todd Houston on January 13, 2025. A pair of Chicago officials have joined together to urge City Hall to end its moratorium on cooperating with immigration officials to deport migrants accused or convicted of criminal offenses. Alderman Raymond Lopez of the 15th Ward and 23rd Ward Alderwoman Silvana Tabarez, both Democrats, say they plan to introduce an amendment making changes in the city's rules blocking the Chicago Police Department from aiding Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) when an immigrant is arrested by the CPD. The pair of officials want City Hall to approve a policy of the CPD cooperation with federal officials if a migrant is arrested for drug crimes, gang activity, prostitution and human trafficking, and violent crimes. They also say that the change would not necessarily put an end to Chicago's sanctuary status. I believe in immigration, I believe Chicago should be welcoming. But I also understand that if you choose to act in dangerous and illegal ways, I should have no sanctuary for you here in my city, Lopez told News Nation. The amendment would restore previous policies that allowed limited cooperation with federal officials, a policy that was materially altered under Mayor Lori Lightfoot in 2021. Lopez and Tabarez claim that they are only interested in safeguarding Chicago citizens and targeting criminals under specific circumstances, not deporting law-abiding migrants. Related, Gates blasts Mayorkas for failing to deport 1.2 million illegals, you actually don't want to. Our goal is to protect those that deserve our protection. Law-abiding undocumented and non-citizen residents who contribute positively to our city, the pair said in a statement. This narrow amendment ensures federal authorities focus only on those engaging in dangerous illegal activity, preserving the safety of our communities while maintaining Chicago's immigrant-friendly legacy. All the residents in Chicago, they have sacrificed services and their tax dollars to appease and accommodate migrants and their advocates, and it's time now to say that we're not going to, you know? They shouldn't tolerate living in an unsafe neighborhood. Tabarez told the media, according to WFLD-TV. We should make our neighborhoods safer. The proposal comes as rhetoric on migration grows with President-elect Donald Trump's incoming border czar. Tom Homan warns that officials who stand in the way of ICE officers doing their job face consequences. Homan blasted Chicago's self-professed progressive mayor for his pro-migrant policies. Chicago's in trouble because your mayor sucks and your governor sucks, Homan said in December. He went on to warn Chicago that the Trump administration may just well start its deportation program in the Windy City. We're going to start right here in Chicago, Illinois. If your Chicago mayor doesn't want to help, he can step aside, Homan warned. But if he impedes us, if he knowingly harbors or conceals an illegal alien, I will prosecute him. Homan added that he plans to send ICE agents to scour through Chicago in search of criminals and gang members, and added, count on it. It will happen. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.